The bill would send $4.5 million to the Governor's Commission on Drugs and Alcohol for prevention and treatment. It also includes additional money for peer recovery services, as well as supportive housing for those with substance abuse disorders. Although the measure had bipartisan support, Democratic lawmakers say with the state's more than $60 million surplus, it should have included more money. But Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley argued it would be irresponsible to spend the surplus all at once.
There are a lot of things that are potentially out there that may well have a discussion. This gets money to programs that need the money in the fastest possible way.
The Senate also backed a bill Thursday creating a grant program to teach heroin and opioid prevention in high schools. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.